Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I love it. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Well, hello there, listening friend. My name is Joey Kroll, and yes, today must be Thursday, July the 5th, the day after July 4th, of course. So hopefully you weren't up too late last night watching any of the fireworks. We didn't do much of that last night in my household. It was a little strange, but you know, that's okay. I know a lot of fireworks displays were canceled due to like the dry weather and fire hazards and so forth. But last night, Aubrey, my wife, you know, she had a work late and I was home all by myself, and it was actually fine. I got the place to myself and celebrated my freedom, I guess. But no, actually it wasn't bad last night. I think I woke up like twice last night because people were just doing their fireworks, those big loud cherry bombs or those loud bombs in the firecrackers in the middle of the night a couple of times, but it wasn't too bad. I hope you are doing well today. Our verse, of course, comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I love that. So many people look for their freedom in so many other things rather than the Lord. Some people try to get their quick fix with drugs, and they have that bondage, those chains around them when they have those addictions to pornography or unhealthy things. And they're looking for a key to unhook those chains and unhook those locks that are binding them together. But the Bible says you're not going to find that key in another person. You're not going to find that key through drinking or using drugs or getting stuck on another addiction. The Bible says the key is Jesus. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And He can provide that freedom and unshackle you from those addictions. Amen. Whew. Man, I'm in that preaching mode today. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Oh, well, I hope you're having a good week. We went on family vacation last week, and I took Monday off, and of course, we were off work yesterday, so I'm having like a 3-day work week, and it was nice. I'm not complaining. It was really nice this week. Our family vacation was great. I got some sun. I got a nice little tan on my face, and thankfully I didn't burn or anything like that. It was really nice to get away, but it's also really nice to come back home. Amen. You know, that home sweet home feeling, you know, lay down in your own bed and sit on your own couch, watch your own TV. Yeah. So that was really nice. So, we've been enjoying our summer. We really have. So your kids have an opportunity to really enjoy the summer starting this weekend. Faith Baptist Church in Champaign on North Market Street, they're actually going to be having their VBS starting on Sunday, this Sunday, July the 8th, and will last until Friday the 13th. And the theme this year, it's Neighborhood Bible Time. That's going to be the theme for the Faith Baptist VBS this year. If you'd like to get more information on Faith Baptist on North Market Street, just give them a call, 217-367-9918, 217-367-9918. And there are so many different VBS events happening within our area, and we have a list for you at our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. .org. Well, I have a special guest coming in to the studio today. It's going to be my mom, Lottie Kroll. She's going to be talking about how she birthed her own ministry and her own outreach through the sickness of cancer. Pretty cool story. Coming up right after this song by the Gaither Vocal Band right here on Great News Radio.
Low down the chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride. low down the chariot, let me ride.
Why don't you
low down the chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride.
Ride on,
ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on,
ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on,
ride on, the conquering King. I wanna go to heaven in the morning.
Ride on,
ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on,
ride on, King Jesus. Conquering King, I wanna go to heaven in the morning.
I've been trying so hard just to make it on through. You know I'm trying to live the way you want me to. I wanna say goodbye to all the sin inside. I don't wanna miss that great glory ride. So when you break on through that golden sky, please slow it down, don't pass me by. Swing that chariot way down low. I wanna go like Elijah when I go.
Ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on.
Ride on, the conquering King. I wanna go to heaven in the morning.
Ride on.
Ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on.
Ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on.
Ride on, the conquering King. I wanna go to heaven in the morning.
Oh, low down, chariot.
Let me ride. Chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride.
Oh, low down the chariot.
Let me ride.
Low down the chariot.
Let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot.
Not heard this song in years. The Gaither Vocal Band. I'm so glad I heard it this morning. Low Down the Chariot right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and this is the Thursday program. Mark Burns, of course, with Mark and Friends, will be in tomorrow. Well, isn't it funny how God can birth beauty from ashes? It is so true. He can take something out of nothing and create a beautiful masterpiece. Well, I have in the studio today my mom, Lottie Kroll. Hi, Mom. How you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you doing, son?
I know you've been really nervous about hanging out and having a conversation with me on the radio today. So I appreciate you actually just going through those nerves and spending some time with me today.
Well, thank you for inviting me, son.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you know, as custom here on Great News Radio, we like to hear a little bit about the faith journey, about just how you came to Christ, and just in a nutshell, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I came to Christ about in the year 2007, actually. That was when I really dedicated my life to Christ, when I 100%. I've been on my journey for many years, but I've never really dedicated it to my, 100% like I did to, in 2007.
So what happened in 2007 that led you to, okay, God, here I am, 100%, enough of this part-time Christian thing, I'm ready for full-time devotion to you. What happened?
Well, I was diagnosed with stage 3 ovarian cancer, and I spent a long time in the hospital. It was very touch and go. I really did not think that I would make it. And so to be here still now, even though I've gone through this journey for the second time, a good 6 months ago maybe, mm-hmm. got through it again, I feel like God has just continuously blessing me and giving me a second chance to just keep improving my life.
Now, I know we had you on the air about, what, 5-6 months ago?
Yes.
Do you have an update? Tell us how we're doing, how things are going.
Well, I am in remission right now.
Awesome.
I've returned to work, and it was a struggle at first because I've it's very hard for me to regain my strength. I realized just how weak I really was. So, but I'm so far everything's good, and I feel a lot happier.
Good. Well, I know we've had a lot of people praying for you. I know I kind of update it, the listener as well, and just how you're doing. So I'm glad to see that you're doing well. Well, through this whole journey, once and the second time, you birthed, I guess, your own ministry, your own little outreach to people. Tell us about what you've been doing.
Well, it's kind of, I took a childhood talent that my mom actually taught me how to do, and I started crocheting. And I started originally in 2007, really crocheting, when you're in a hospital for such a long periods of time, and, puzzles get to grow old, and you really don't know what to do with yourself, and you're not sleeping as long as you should have, and you're in pain a lot, and, TV gets old, puzzles get old, books, you've done it all, and you really didn't know. So I started crocheting this one huge blanket that had no design whatsoever. I just sat there and crocheted till I think it was like a king-size blanket. That I ended up later after I finished my chemo, unraveling it. And I started crocheting for other people. And it seemed like I wanted to give other people, friends of mine, family, something of myself to leave behind so they can think about me, so they will always have memories of me. Mm-hmm. And then it's then I've heard of this crisis center that was looking for donations of baby items and things like that. So then I crocheted blankets for them, for this crisis center. Then I tried to crochet for a nursing home blankets. And then one day I came into, was watching a telethon for St. Jude Hospital, and I was watching these children that, it's very heart-wrenching, but yet I've noticed that all these children were in these surroundings that try to help them forget that they're in a hospital. Like, they were wheeled around in little red wagons, and their blankets weren't really like blankets like of a hospital. They were very colorful, and I thought, I would like to do something for these children to make them a little more comfortable and maybe forget that they're in a hospital. Yeah. And I thought, well, what can I make tons of, that in a short period of time. So I thought of, when you go in a hospital, they give you these socks for you to put on so you're not walking around barefoot. So I thought, well, maybe I will make him crochet these slippers for them in colorful yarn, and prints. So, maybe it'll be cute and they won't feel, that they're in a hospital.
Yeah. And I think you've been there, too. I mean, you've been in the whole hospital. Like said, the puzzles get old and all of that stuff gets old. And just having a piece of home in that hospital room with you.
I mean, I am, to this day, I am at home in a hospital. It's a separate kind of a family. The nurses, the doctors, you end up feeling, they take time during their break to come and visit you.
Yeah.
That's how they are, really loving people. And so, but I do realize that at times you are just really, you've seen all the shows, you just don't know what to do, you get bored. And it's a little special. I remember especially one nurse that took her every break, she would come and spend with me, and I thought that was just, give up her break time to come and chat with me.
Well, Mom, I know you mentioned that this is something that, a childhood talent that you had, a little hobby. Where in the world did you get your talent from? Because it's been several years, no offense, since you were a child. So where did you come up with this talent? And you even came up with some new talents and skills since then. How did you come up with all this?
Well, my mom, your grandma, actually is the talented one. They used to knit. And as you know, as a child, you grow up with your parents and with your mom, and she shows you. And I never really thought I had a talent to crocheting, and even now I don't really feel like I have such a talent, but it seems that a lot of people find a lot of pleasure in when I make them something, and there have been times where they have requested me to make blankets for them and that they would pay me, for instance, whatever. I don't ever feel like, because since my illness and how this has helped me get through my illness, I don't ever feel like I want to take monetary value for this. This is something that should be given freely of myself. So I don't ever accept money. Even, for instance, when people want to make a donation to me for my yarn and all, I'd rather they give me yarn versus then they give me money for yarn.
Yeah.
You know.
Makes sense. So let me ask you a question. You mentioned about giving these blankets and all of these things to a local crisis center, pregnancy center, wanting to give to St. Jude's and the whole nursing home thing. Why do you do this?
Well, besides just making others feel good, I do it for myself. It really helps me. It keeps me steady. I do a lot. Believe me, when I go to the doctors, you know, when I would go through chemo and when I would even now when I go for blood tests, if you are familiar with doctors and hospitals, you know you will be there all day.
Mm-hmm.
And your nerves are shot. You don't know what you're going to find out. For me, it's like every time I have a doctor appointment, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. This really steadies me. Calms my nerves, and I get a lot of pleasure in giving it away to other people. I never feel like what I am doing is just so, you know, grand and, oh my goodness, this is just a piece of work, you know, an art form or anything, which I don't. But yet, no matter what, someone really appreciates, and I think in this day and age, people just don't do things homemade anymore.
Mm.
Well, like I said, I've always wanted to do this, and one day I wrote about it on my blog. And a family at my church ended up, giving me this huge basket for Christmas full of yarn with this card, you know, this is to fulfill your dream. Well, I felt, you know, I felt really silly because it's like they called me out for it. And here I've never, ever made a slipper, a sock or anything. I didn't even have any idea of how to make it. And you know how they, you know, you say it, but now you got to do it. So.
Oh, shucks. So they keeping you accountable. One of those people. Yes.
I'm like, you know, now every time I see them, they're smiling at me. Now they want me. How's it going with that, with that project? So, you know, so they held me accountable for it. And I'm really glad they did because I probably would have never acted out on it. I really made it an effort to learn how to make a slipper, and they holding me accountable.
Mm-hmm. And now you know how to make slippers.
And now
booties,
I know how to make slippers and booties and
baby blankets
and
all king size blankets, all that fun stuff. So what's next? I know you kind of talked about doing the whole St. Jude thing.
I am giving myself a year's time, and at the end of the year, as many as I can make, I will donate to St. Jude for the children to. So right now what I am at, people have been donating yarn to me, and if that's what I, you know, if there's anyone out there that has some yarn in a closet or in, you know, grandmother's storage bin or, you know, garage sale, you know, it doesn't even matter if it's just one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it will help me a great lot.
Okay, so what's your goal? How many slippers and booties do you want to make for St. Jude?
I would love to make in a thousand.
So, but your biggest need right now is yarn, and yarn's
yes.
not cheap.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I have right now, I've made close to 300 of different colors, and I wash them, and I put them in a little baggie, and so they can be sterile.
So these are slippers for the patients at St. Jude?
Yes, for the children.
Well, you know, I know a lot of people are listening right now thinking, okay, how can I get involved? What can I do? This is something that's been near and dear to my heart. I know we have your information with Karen, the office manager here at Great News Radio. So if you would like to donate yarn, you can just call Karen here at the radio station, 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777.
If people do want to donate yarn, if they perhaps someone suggested that, to pray over the yarn that whatever booty I make and whoever this booty goes to, if you want to pray over the yarn to bless it.
No, I understand it. I understand what you're talking about. Like God will ordain each and every inch of yarn to be for his kingdom, for his glory, so that he gets all the honor and blesses the person in the whole process. Absolutely. All right, Mom, one last thing, and I'll let you go, because I know this is something that you don't enjoy doing, being put live on the radio here. You're just an everyday person. You're not a leader, so to speak, in the church. You're not a leader of this large ministry or organization. You don't have a master's degree. You don't have a PhD. You're just an everyday normal person, and you're humble about your entire process. So what advice would you give somebody an everyday person who's listening right now, who's thinking about starting an outreach or a ministry such as what you have, who's just an everyday person who, through their talents, they can reach others, what advice would you give them?
You know, even to this day, I can't believe that I'm actually doing something like this. But I am, you know, I have people that hold me accountable for things like that. And I guess I'm, you know, if you could find yourself a partner or someone that you can tell to, you know what, I want to do this, but I lack the courage. Can you keep, you know, asking me and pushing me towards this and or inquire about it or hold me accountable? Be my mentor in this. Mm-hmm. And I find that even one of my slow days, where on my slow weeks, for instance, when I'm not making as much, and then when I run into this person who has given me this yarn and they ask me, hey, how's it going? Then suddenly I feel like, you know, hey, I better get home and I better start working on this some more. So I think it's more like, you know, when we are being baptized, we have a mentor who holds us accountable.
Yeah.
And in this way, that's how I feel. Because then the more we have, and even when I lack courage sometimes, the people in my life give me that courage. They give me that boost, you know. Even on my worst day, I will have someone say to me, hey, remember when you make those booties, the smiles on the children's faces when they look at them?
Oh, wow. Well, Mom, I appreciate you hanging out today, and we'll be praying that you get those donations of yarn, and not cash, but yarn.
Yes.
I know that's what you're looking for.
Absolutely. I don't want no monetary value because I honestly believe this is, you know, God gave me life, and He's continuing to bless me and to give me life, and I don't want this to be a monetary exchange at all.
Well, that makes sense. Well, Mom, thanks so much again for joining me. Friend, if you want to get involved in donating yarn, even if it's just one or two little spools of yarn, you can just, again, call Karen here at the radio station. She'll give you the proper information on how you can send that in. You can call 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, friend, thank you so much for listening here today on the Thursday program, and it is always an honor. You can find out more about this radio ministry by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And remember, Mark Burns in this seat tomorrow morning, as part of Mark and Friends for the Friday edition. Until then, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.